Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And you know, I say it all the time, but I mean it every time. It always amazes me what the Holy Spirit can do. All at once through all of his people, and the Lord said the nations are like a drop in the bucket. The Lord is spirit. And he knows he can do things. We must never limit God. You know, Brother Horton talked about how he taught about the rich young ruler. He taught a message that was just off the chain to me. Now, this is why it meant so much to me. He showed the heart of God. When Jesus told the rich young ruler to sell all that he had and give to the poor and come and follow me, Brother Horton presented it so perfectly. He said that when the children of Israel left Egypt, they took everything they had with them. When we're transferred to the kingdom of light from the kingdom of darkness, we take all of our possessions with us. Not the evil, but the possessions. Everything that belonged to us. The angels don't just protect our lives. He protects everything we own. Everything under our jurisdiction. Everything we bought with money that we work for is transferred into the kingdom of light. And then he talked about the little boy's lunch. The little boy presented that lunch as a living sacrifice to Jesus. And Jesus blessed it and gave everybody, fed 5,000 men, their families, and the boy with that little boy's lunch. And he opened my eyes to the fact that what I present to the Lord, I present him everything I own, and Jesus will bless it and bring it back to me. Now, the anointing, think a little higher, your anointing, what God can do in your life. A lot of people look at what they can do. Stop looking at what you can do. Look at what God can do through you. Yield to him. That's what makes us powerful. That's what Satan's afraid of. Our yielding to the Holy Spirit. And people, when people get a hold of this revelation, and they hold on to it, and they can do some awesome things. Anybody and everybody can partake. You don't have to even be a preacher. Whatever God put on your heart, just do it. When you hear a message, share it. You know, a ministry can be many different. It can do many different things, many different ways. People that don't go to church, get a recording of the message that bless you and share it. You don't have to be a genius to do that. And the anointing is transferred and you get rewarded for it. And when you're faithful, the Lord will increase you. He know he can count on you. He'll send you to people that you're already around. You don't have to go to China unless God call you to China. He may have raised you to be a blessing to people in China. And when that's the case, if God say go to China, go by all means. But don't neglect the things you can do where you are every day. Because the Lord is mighty, and he's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Now, yesterday's broadcast, I taught the third and final installment on battlefronts, and I named it that on the website. It's three messages about battlefronts. They're all connected, and this one is too, but this one's a little different. This one's called Deviations. Now, when people are doing God's will, the enemy targets them because he wants them to stop. He wants them to deviate. And last night, the Lord put on my heart to share about what happens when people do deviate, how they see things and what they're going after. All the things that the enemy tempts us with is bait. All of it. It's just like fish bait. You put the bait worm on the hook. The fish don't see the hook. He see the worm. He bite the worm. He gets hooked. He gets caught. He gets fried. Now, same thing with us. But systematically, whatever you believe of the world system can hinder you and change your appetite against the things of God. And then you hook. God made women so beautiful. And he made men in his own image. Everybody has their own allurement. So when people lust out the flesh, you're lowering your standards. Never look at a person's flesh or a person's, the way they look, their makeup, how they, you know, how they dress up, without looking at God. See, God gave us a clue. Adam and Eve was clothed with the glory of God. If you try to look at people without God, if you're not looking to the Lord, many things can become a distraction, not just people. You can think that the latest car, you got to have it, you crave it, you can't rest without it. That's not of God. That's not God's way. But when you look at the Lord, you're strengthened. And now you can enjoy the car. Don't you realize when people lust after things, they can't be satisfied? They'll drive that car, and then they're going to always come out with something better. Now you got to have that, and you go trade up. And now you're in more debt, or you got to pay a higher price. And you can't enjoy what you already have, because you know that there's another one out there better, faster, with more bells and whistles. A man that loves silver can't be satisfied with silver. And you wonder why people that make all this money and they're driven as if they own nothing. See, the enemy is smarter than we are. If you try to fight Satan in your own strength, you're outclassed. I'm not trying to brag on him. It's just the way it is. There are billionaires that can't get enough. See, watch this example. They're afraid of being poor. Now, they got more money than some states or some counties. Well, let's bring it down a little. They got more money than some cities. Now, one man can own more money than some counties and some cities. Their interest is more than a city's annual income. Now, with that in mind, they don't spend it. Let's say they just don't. They're stingy. They don't want to give. They're afraid to be without again. Now, this is hopefully nobody exists in this example I'm giving, but this is, I'm giving an extreme example to show an illustration. They can be so afraid of being poor that they hoard everything they have. They're just as disconnected from it as the man that don't have it. See, you can own things, but if you don't have the power of God in you, it's impossible to enjoy it right. And I use the word impossible because Satan's not going to let you enjoy it right. He'll put fearful thoughts in your mind, and you'll do dumb things to try to protect your money. See, when you fear something, you always lose it. Whatever you fear, you produce, not Satan, you. If a woman gets hurt by her boyfriend that she really loved or cared about, and now she's afraid that every man is like her boyfriend, then she marries a good man. And she's always, because she fear her husband treating her like her crazy boyfriend once did. Because in her mind, the devil said, all men are this way. You got to do something. And as she try to do something out of fear, she's going to divide the relationship unless they figure out how to get rid of that fear. Now, he may be very extremely patient with her, but the devil put in her mind he's just trying to cover something up. He's out to get you. You can't live with false thoughts in your mind. Now, let's say they both go to church and then she gets saved. And then the Holy Spirit got her out of her fear realm. Now she can enjoy her husband and stop dividing the relationship. But let's say he don't go to church, and he's, or whether he do or don't, he's not as patient. He'll get tired of that, and eventually he gonna leave her. Who ruined the relationship? She did. He didn't want to leave, but some people only have so much strength. And when you reach that limit, I'm sorry. Well, they should have did this. People should have did a lot of things, but if they don't have the strength to do it, they're not gonna do it. And they'll betray their vow. They only have so much strength to work with, and you got to understand that. So before you mess up a good thing, go in God's presence and learn to enjoy His peace. The only time people are successful, the only time they're successful, is in a lasting way, is when they receive the peace of God and act on the guidance of the Holy Spirit. See, you can follow the peace. The Holy Spirit will give you a peace. You can follow that peace. The peace is not from around here. It's not of you. When you don't know what to do, follow the peace of God. Not a desire. Don't get it confused. A desire and peace can be two different things. See, when you follow a desire, and you run after the desire instead of the peace, the peace stops and you kept going. You got to realize that's your clue. The peace of God is fellowship. And when you don't know things by knowledge, when you don't know for certain, you can follow the peace and ask questions, and then you can gain the knowledge. If you're following the peace already, you're going somewhere. You're going in the right direction. The Lord might tell that lady, be quiet. Her mind is jumping. She thinks that the guy done met another woman out there, just like her crazy boyfriend did in the illustration. Her mind is jumping. And the Lord said, silence. And her mind is still jumping, but not as much, because she regarded the word of God. And then the Lord may say, don't feel threatened. And see, the words of God can quiet your spirit. I've had the Lord to do these things for me. I'm not talking about a hypothetical situation. There are events in my life the Lord spoke things to me to help me in my situation. I didn't have that kind of fear. It wasn't the same situation, but it was my situation. The enemy gave me thoughts. My mind's jumping, and the Lord, he taught me to be quiet. Don't say anything. And as I received respite from the peace of God, then he started explaining to me, don't feel threatened. And then I say, well, Lord, what's going on? And he'll show me the truth of it. And I say, man, I could have done damage the way I was thinking. Deviations. When the enemy speaks to you, there's no peace in it. There's no joy in it. And your mind's jumping with his lies. You're afraid. You're off balance. Be quiet. Regard what the Holy Spirit has to say. Because he's not going to lead you wrong. He's going to help you. He's going to bless you and help you, and you're going to be able to soar in life. You're going to be able to fly high. You're going to soar like the eagle. And you'll get off the chicken ground. If you want to get off the chicken ground, you got to pay attention to the Lord. Now, there are many deviations out there. People are so wonderful. They are beautiful. They are wonderful. But don't look at them without God. Fill your heart with God's word. Love them as people. And the most beautiful people have the most aggravating problems sometimes. Just because they are beautiful, that their mind might be like a bag of cats. they might be struggling in areas of life and will drive you nuts. Don't look at anybody without God. Look at people with God. If everybody was clothed with the glory of God, you really couldn't see them. You couldn't see how beautiful they are. They were clothed with God's glory. It'll be easy. But now we got to look at people without the glory of God. The lust of the flesh is a deviation. If you get it, there's entrapment with it. If you go down that road, look what happens to you when you're deviating from the Word of God. The enemy suggests that you're going to be thoroughly satisfied if you go out to this person who looks the way they do. Or sometimes it's not the way they look, it's the way that they are, the way that they act, the way they think. And he'll make it look euphoric, like it's going to solve all your problems. You're going to be in such a much more wonderful state of life than you are right now because you have them. And that's a lie from the pit. But as long as you're in that mindset, and it's an adulterous relationship or an ungodly relationship, nobody can complete you. I'm sorry, they just can't. We're made in, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. We are complete in Him, and we can learn to be content in Him. If you can be content in Him, now you can enjoy the people in your life. And the truth is, the person you're already married to, even if they're contrary, the Lord put treasures in them. And if you love them according to 1 Peter, don't look at them without God either. Fill your heart with God's word. And then the love of God will rise up, and the life of God will be manifested as you act on the love of God. And love them with the same love that Jesus loved you with. And don't look down on them anymore. You have to choose not to look down on people. Everybody has something wonderful. You just can't see it because you're missing out. You encourage them to help. You know, that in the neighborhood, sometimes there used to be every now and then you'll see a mangy dog. And I had used oil sometimes. And I would pour that used oil on the mangy dog. And then it will kill the mange. And then next time you see that dog, he's got a pretty fur coat of hair. I mean, his coat is beautiful again. Same dog. You just got rid of the problem. What happened? I helped nurture that dog back to health. Now the Holy Spirit will help you do the same thing and come out of the deviation life, the chicken ground. And you and your spouse can soar. If you don't have vision for it, pray in the Holy Spirit and love that person, and the Lord will open your eyes. See, sometimes people don't act on faith because they don't have vision. With vision, you can see people doing better. The only time it won't work is when a person is not willing. But do what you can while you're still married. If a person leave you because of Jesus, then that, you know, the Lord said let them go. But if that's not the case, if they can be saved, and if they can be, if they don't have a problem with you loving God, do all you can to rescue that person. The person still has many treasures. You just got to learn their language. Now, Pastor taught years ago about our love language. Everybody got a different love language. The Holy Spirit will help you. Now, the enemy is trying to short circuit your marriage in the first place. And even if you got married again, if you were truly married, he'll try to ruin that too. Even if it was the person that you think will bring you all the joy in the world. It won't work because nobody can do that for you. And things happen. People don't always look like they do. You can't go by just looks or by how they are right now, because the enemy know how to pull people's strings and get them in a low condition, even in depression. So what you have to do is live the life of the Lord. God would follow the peace, and you can end up soaring in life like the eagle. and get off the chicken ground. I've seen people live on the chicken ground all their life. They still teach the same way. They don't progress, and their life is not like it's supposed to be. When things wasn't going right, David used to go ask the Lord why. Every Christian needs to start doing that. Lord, why is this happening? You may have to, and sometimes you have to go in the Lord's presence just as dedicated as Daniel. Get after the Lord about why. Get after him about why is this happening to me, until he answers you. Daniel went on a fast. It only lasted 21 days, Daniel's fast did. It only lasted 21 days, but it could have been 21 months. Daniel had dedicated himself to get his answer, and you got to be just like that, just like Daniel. If you want to learn things, now the things I'm learning, I got out to God about it, because I refused to live my life with Satan's rope around my neck. That's how you get off the chicken ground. That's how you kill the deviations. Everything of Satan is defeatable. You can defeat him. He fights you on your level. If he's winning in your life, you let him win in your life. He's fighting you on your level, not his. Don't let him win. Take back what he stole from you and go forward. Lustful deviations, it will change. I said it other ways in other broadcasts. But it will harden your heart against God, which will harden your heart against the Word of God, the life of God, against Christ, against the Holy Spirit's wisdom. When the Lord sent people to tell you the right thing, your heart will be hardened against it, and you'll get angry with them. Now you're in a state of rejecting what the Lord has to say. You're in a state of rejecting. See, when you're in a state of rejecting, you're blockading the life of God's word that will get you out of your ditch. And you're going to stay on the chicken ground, seriously. You'll never get off that chicken ground. You'll be pecking out the corn crumbs rest of your life. You could be soaring like the eagle, but you're still plucking at worms, leftovers. That's not God's will for you. You're still without the knowledge you need to soar like the eagle. Now, what in that state, what kind of influence will you have? Your heart will be filled with bitterness. So, you know, your niece is going to get married, and you think that her marriage is going to be just as, you think she's, you when you hear marriage, you hear misery, and you can't be happy for your niece. What kind of advice are you going to give? What kind of persuasion will you take to her glorious wedding day? What kind of words will you speak? If you live on the chicken ground, you act like you live on the chicken ground. Deviations. Satan stole the life of God from you. And see, the things of God come to heal your life and bless your life and take you forward. The deviations come to get you in a position where you don't have an appetite for life. It can change your appetite against the living things. You don't want to let the enemy change your heart against the peace of God, against the things of life, against the word of God, against the knowledge of God. That's what deviations are designed to do. If whether it's greed, whether it's lust, when you hear the word of God, you notice you can't have that adulterous relationship no more. And you harden your heart. You know it ain't right. So you do just like Adam. You hide from the Lord. People are still hiding from the voice of the Lord in the cool of the day. When Cain killed Abel, he left the presence of God and went to the land of Nod. How sad is that? He's on the chicken ground forever. He didn't go to like David and get it right and seek the Lord's face and come out of his deviation misery. All deviations lead to satanic misery. You can't trust it. And people who are compromised, they don't teach against it. They teach around it. Backslidden preachers, they teach around the truth. And they try to follow God where they can. If it's greed, you have to kill pride. You have to kill greed. You have to kill lust. They don't just go away. You have to drive those raggedy Philistines out of your life. You have to drive those Amalekites away and kill them. These are the examples that the Lord gave us. Drive out all the Canaanites. Don't make deals with them. And people make deals with the Gibeonite. You know, Joshua made a deal with the Gibeonite. He didn't go and ask the Lord. He made a deal with them, a covenant. Now, they were smart. They pulled the fast one over Joshua. That was one place he missed it. And the Lord got on. Saul broke the covenant with him. And the Lord honored that covenant. David had to avenge the Gibeonites because Joshua made a covenant with them. Don't make covenants with the deviations. Now, you can't make a covenant that God will back up with the enemy. They were people, you know. I'm using them for an example. The sins that cause you deviation problems, you have to drive that junk out of your life. If you're going to soar like the eagle, if you're going to fly high in life, if you're going to have good soaring like the eagle is having healthy relationships, raising healthy children. And then when your niece is going to get married, you're happy for her. And then, and I've seen people do this. They're afraid that their niece is going to be miserable. And they have enough sense. They get married and they have enough sense to go to church and learn. Next thing you know, her husband's in the ministry and they're doing fine. They got 5 children. They're going forward in life. And all the negative words, you know, the people who are on the chicken ground, they still, doubting the marriage. And they raising children, putting them through college, and the children are going forward. Now they old and sour, still on the chicken ground because of deviations against God. When does it stop? When you take the Lord at his word, you can stop this. Even if it's old, even if it's an old problem, you have to receive the life of God's word. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.